for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62. Mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. And then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New charges in the Anaya Blanchard case. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes announced Ibrahim Yazid is now charged with capital murder. The medical examiner determined Blanchard died from a gunshot wound. Thousands attended the funeral of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams Monday. Several sheriffs spoke about Williams' character and his love for his community. Williams was laid to rest at McQueen Cemetery in Haneville. He was 62 years old. And the state's official Christmas tree has arrived at the state capitol. This year's tree is an eastern red cedar donated by the Allen family of Fitzpatrick in Bullitt County. Crews will now begin decorating the tree in time for the annual state Christmas tree lighting ceremony December 6th at 5:30. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. Buy one, get one, 50% off of Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans. Stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the first significant snow of the season for New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. 700 flights were canceled in the Northeast Monday.
We did drive through a whiteout, complete whiteout.
A teenager who brandished a gun at a Milwaukee area high school yesterday was shot by an officer.
Gunshots outside your classroom.
Didn't know if the shots were fake or real.
The Justice Department has responded to a lawsuit by CNN and BuzzFeed and released 295 pages of witness memos and notes from the Mueller investigation.
President Trump is in London for the 70th anniversary NATO summit.
Megan Rapinoe was named the world's top women's soccer player of 2019. It's also known as the Ballon d'Or Award.
And they're fighting for the ball there, and Seattle believes that they have it. And they do. And that'll finish off the night. And the beat goes on for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who are now 10-2.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Tom Morgan's down 367 points and it's 46 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad.
I'm back in the swing of the regular routine.
You like that? I bet you didn't go with the top down this morning,
no,
did you?
No, it was just 35, 36 so I was driving in today.
Oh, man. Every leaf in my yard is now in my swimming pool.
I believe it.
It's like snow. I was looking outside, it's like snowing leaves. I'm going like, God, unbelievable. And then I blow up my deck, come home from the show. The deck is just piles of leaves on it. Just piles. I'm just going like, what is going on?
Yeah, I cleared my grandfather's yard of them Saturday, so... Yeah.
Well, you see my yard. I mean, I've got trees coming out of the kazoo here.
Oh, yeah.
I got trees I haven't even used. Might need some firewood coming up here. I keep telling the trees that. Maybe scare them into not dropping their leaves out there. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, like Diane, is that... Who it was?
Yes.
Like Diane was last week. Her name got in twice, and she won the drawing. So, just to let you know, opportunities out there. Went by my office to drop by the remains of my double chocolate bourbon pecan pie, and it was a sad moment.
Mm.
They were watching the Alabama-Auburn replay. I said, why don't you just take your hand and go slam it in the door? Actually, I might be doing that later on today. Duke is playing tonight against Michigan basketball, so I'll be watching that. But I might go back and my son and I were talking last night. We're going to maybe I need to go back and look at that and see what some of the mistakes were and why things happened the way they did. Because I was in the moment. I was in the salsa, queso, guacamole, corona moment.
Oh, sure.
Gotta do that. No doubt about it. Okay, let's start out with Peter Ducey on the campaign trail with Biden, and then talking about Mayor Pete.
In tonight's Democracy 2020 report, Joe Biden's no malarkey tour bus is rolling on. YouTube pulls the plug on some of the Trump campaign ads, and the president's team yanks the press passes for one candidate's media empire. Correspondent Peter Ducey has tonight's campaign trail mix from Charleston, South Carolina.
To do better with Democrats in Iowa, Joe Biden needs to get a feel for Democrats in Iowa.
I know I got in trouble for using this phrase a long time ago, but I'm a tactful politician.
Biden is in Iowa, where polls put Mayor Pete in the lead.
We are very honored to have you here.
Mayor Pete is in South Carolina, where polls put Biden in the lead.
I don't think that there's any one candidate who has a monopoly on the ability to connect with black voters.
Buttigieg struggles with African-American voters in South Carolina in polls that show everyone does except for Biden.
We need to do everything we can to try to create a wind at your back.
Of course.
Michael Bloomberg isn't planning events in South Carolina, and Bloomberg News isn't getting into Trump campaign events anywhere. They've been banned for promising to investigate Trump, but not their billionaire boss or any of his primary rivals. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale explains, quote, "As President Trump's campaign, we are accustomed to unfair reporting practices, but most news organizations don't announce their biases so publicly." Bloomberg's editor-in-chief argues the opposite, and the quote, "We have covered Donald Trump fairly and in an unbiased way since he became a candidate in 2015 and will continue to do so despite the restrictions imposed by the Trump campaign." The Trump campaign is dealing with restrictions of their own. 60 Minutes is reporting more than 300 of their ads failed to meet YouTube's standards.
Have you taken down any of President Trump's ads at all?
There are ads of President Trump that were not approved to run on Google or YouTube.
Sometimes things go viral on YouTube without campaigns paying for it, like this weekend in Iowa, where Buttigieg is the front runner and Joe Biden tried to take a bite out of that lead.
Nibbling on the fingers.
So the Bidens are laughing as the field is changing. Steve Bullock just dropped out, and people not named Biden pose real threats to win in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. But after all those, the Bidens like their chances in the first in the South primary right here.
Okay. So Bloomberg has always been doing fair reporting. You heard the Bloomberg say that.
Of course.
Okay, so we have four attorneys, and I thought it was going to be 3-1. I don't know why I said 2-1. Three of those are going to be Democrat folks, one from Harvard, one from North Carolina, one from Stanford. The guy from Harvard, I looked through, and he's written these pieces, and I'm looking at some of the video of him. He was talking about impeachment of Donald Trump in 2017. The guy in North Carolina's got a book called Impeachment, and what you need to know about impeachment and how you need to conduct it. The lady that is Stanford is impeachment. Did I mention impeachment? Okay, so who did he write the big impeachment story, the Harvard guy? What journalist outlet did he use to write that piece and do an editorial on it? Bloomberg.
Oh.
That good old fair and balanced people that they're out there. Unbelievable. And I looked at the video. The still picture is much worse of Joe nibbling on Jill's fingers.
Oh.
The video is not. It was just a little quick stick it in the mouth and suck it on the...
No, just a quick stick it in the mouth.
Well, he actually, you know, her hands up there and just nibbled on it.
What in the world?
Malarkey, and that's what I love, man. Hey, let me tell you something.
The Malarkey Tour.
You read the Des Moines Register talking about the Malarkey Tour. Let's just say by Iowa standards, which I think Des Moines Register is kind of the epitome of what's going on in Iowa, they're not feeling the Malarkey Tour. The Malarkey Tour. So they write this story, and I'm kind of surprised that Peter Ducey or somebody didn't pick up on it, because he was in South Carolina instead of Iowa when he just did that report. When you do these bus tours or train tours or any kind of tours, you have the primary bus, which is staff and principal, and usually a pool, or you bring a reporter in and do a 45-minute interview from stop to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a press bus and a staff bus that follows. And then you normally have a backup bus, just in case.
I wonder if they have flushable toilets on those buses.
Absolutely. You got to have flushable toilets.
High-class busing.
Oh, yeah. These are, yeah, you do a Trailways Roadmaster, which I can tell you seats 48.
Oh, wow.
With a bathroom. Take the bathroom out, and it's the Roadmaster. I think it's 50-something, either 58 or 60. Yeah, as an advanced guy, you got to know that stuff. And but he's in a kind of a specialized bus like Trump had, which came from here in Montgomery, by the way. And there's a guy, local guy, who owns it. I know, I've used his bus before. And so Des Moines Register does this story about the press bus that's following with the following the Milwaukee Express.
We have some breaking news just came in from the New York Times. Literally just came in 30 seconds ago, folks. It has to do with the campaign trail. Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the presidential race after months of slumping poll numbers.
Aww.
A dramatic come down after a promising start. This is according to sources familiar with the matter. I'm so tired of that.
Yeah, really?
Sources familiar with the matter. Why don't you put your name out there? But, yeah, Senator Kamala Harris is out.
Aww.
Plans on dropping
so
out.
So we had Bullock who dropped out yesterday, Kamala Harris today.
Yeah, I know.
Like 10 little Indians. It's like they're going to drop like flies here.
It just seems like yesterday that Eric Swalwell dropped out of the presidential race.
I know. God, I miss him so much. Not. But the Milwaukee Express, and so they're sitting there following it, and they're talking about the press bus that has, like, seats for 48. There are only 18 people on the press bus. 18! 18! Did I mention 18?
Man, Joe.
This guy is... And so what was... And the Des Moines Register kind of got this going. What was the thought process in the Milwaukee Express name? Is that something that Joe Biden came up with? Because as the Des Moines Register pointed out, is that his Iowa staff has like an average age of 28. And so nobody 28 years old came up with Milwaukee Express. You being a seasoned veteran that you are now, how often do you use the word malarkey?
I don't use malarkey. I will use nincompoopery. But I came up with that on my own. I'll occasionally, when I'm feeling silly, say something like balderdash, but I'm using it in kind of an ironic way.
Ironic, yeah.
You know, we're going to paint the town red. And, like, you know, it's just so old.
But the Des Moines Register kind of came up with the concept that Joe Biden come up with this and just tell his staff to go do it. And then nobody said, I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
I guess it's the word Joe's used a lot over his political career. It's a bunch of malarkey.
Well, it just shows his age. It's something they used in World War I.
I'm so tired of this tomfoolery and all these flimflams getting in my way.
The Irving Berlin days.
Stop it with your ballyhoo, Donald Trump.
Unbelievable. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable
horrible credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
It's a shame that Kamala Harris is dropping out.
I know. She had so much to, she had so much to offer.
She knew she was going to get whipped in California.
Yeah, you kind of suggested the writing was on the wall, that she was having to fire a lot of people, running out of money, and that's usually the death of
she
a lot
closed,
of campaigns.
Yeah, she closed New Hampshire up completely.
Yeah.
And she brought her, what was it, her turnips from South Carolina back to Iowa.
And sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, and then did Thanksgiving, and wasn't drumming up a lot of support in Iowa.
Not to hear she makes a mean sweet potato souffle.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, malarkey. Definition. Noun. Meaningless talk. Nonsense.
I'm certainly familiar with that.
So when you do a malarkey tour, are you the meaningless talk, or is it you're trying to stop meaningless talk?
Trying to stop the meaningless talk.
I mean, there is a company called Malarkey Shingles. Meaningless Talk Roofing Shingles. That's a company that's going to go somewhere, I can tell you that.
Well, no, it reminds me, because, you know, you grow up and you have football coaches, and it's usually the football coaches that have all the sayings that stick with you.
Yeah.
And, like, we would be, you know, young kids, like 15, 16, in the weight room, not getting our, you know, the job done, and one of the coaches would come in and be like, y'all just sitting here farting around, yeah. And, like, stop the farting around tour. That might have been better than the malarkey tour.
A little better on a bus. We got more attention out here. Can I believe it? Okay. They're dropping like flies.
And I also saw that Joe Biden claimed in an interview that he brought just as many black voters to support the party in 2008 and 2012 as Barack Obama because of his deep, intimate connection with
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. They
sure.
Ignore the black guy.
Yeah.
Go with the old white guy.
Let's not bring up your friendship with segregationists and all that stuff Harris hit you on.
Joe. The other one that he did is that he said that he had met with Kim Jong-un. Guess what? He hadn't. Mm. And he said, Kim Jong-un knows me. And we know each other. We know how to deal with each other.
Oh, it was his father. All those North Korean dictators look alike, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Same one, seen them all. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. So let's see which way we want to go here. Let's go to Laura Ingraham here. No. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Senator Kennedy.
Ah, yes.
Hillary Clinton strikes again on the Senator Kennedy Meet the Press stuff. Listen to this.
I think both Russia and Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. The fact that Russia was so aggressive does not exclude the fact that President Poroshenko actively worked for Secretary Clinton.
That was Senator John Kennedy over the weekend saying he believes Russia and Ukraine meddled in our 2016 election, claiming the former Ukrainian president had ties to Hillary Clinton. Then Hillary Clinton went after the senator, tweeting, "Senator Kennedy, why are you parroting Russian propaganda that U.S. intelligence officials tell us are designed to divide our country? Did you miss the briefing that day?" Well, Senator John Kennedy joins us right now from the Russell Rotunda. Senator, did you miss the briefing that day?
No, just missed the briefing.
I think I tweeted back to Secretary Clinton, bless your heart, Madam Secretary. I hope you're well, and I meant it. I try not to worry too much about what anyone thinks about me, except dogs. I like dogs. I think what the secretary is talking about is I was asked if Russia or Ukraine had tried to influence our 2016 election, and I said both, and I believe both. I based that on eight long opinion pieces, op-ed pieces in the Politico, Financial Times, The Hill, Washington Examiner, CBS News, Economist, Bloomberg News, and the New York Times, all reputable periodicals and newspapers. And the Politico headline, for example, was "Ukraine Efforts to Sabotage Trump Backfire."
Mm-hmm.
The Financial Times, this is August of 2016, it's a really good piece. Headline is "Ukraine's Leaders Campaign Against Trump." Bloomberg News headline is, quote, "Ukrainian officials meddled in 2016 election by leaking secret Manafort ledger, court says." They're referring to a court in Ukraine that found that their public officials had meddled in our election.
Okay. Now, notice that Hillary Clinton said, "Did you miss the briefing?"
Mm-hmm.
And you remember we discovered from Meet the Press that he said he was never briefed. I'm telling you, we need to find out who did this briefing, because nobody is talking about it other than it's being reported that there was a briefing. Nobody's talking about the briefing that they got. Nobody.
Yeah, and would it have been an Intelligence Committee briefing, a Gang of Eight briefing? But they said just senators.
He just said senators, exactly. So yeah, I think it would be Intel Committee.
Yeah, and Kennedy's not on Intel.
Kennedy's not on, but Marco Rubio is.
Right.
Kamala Harris is.
Right.
Don't you think she would have said something?
Oh, but it's so serious, we got to keep it under wraps unless it damages our opponents.
And you're from Ukraine. Let's get the second part of this Senator Kennedy on Ukraine involvement. But why?
A lot of people say, look, we know it's been proven that Russia was involved, and then Senator Kennedy's talking about Ukraine. That's just a conspiracy theory. But you are citing those news sources as proof that there's some there, right?
Well, no, I don't believe the Politico and Financial Times and Bloomberg and the Washington Examiner are fake news. I mean, I think they're reputable. They're reputable members of the media, and they're reporters. I trust them.
Sure. So, Senator,
and
then
even if I didn't, their lawyers aren't going to let them print lies.
That's exactly right. So, why are so many people coming after you?
I think many of my Democratic friends think that this somehow undermines their impeachment case against the president. I'm not sure why.
Bingo. I know.
Because. The Ukrainian government, not the people, but the government, and everybody knows this, it's well documented, is historically and organically corrupt. Now, I hope that the new president, Zelensky, does much better, and I want him to succeed. But President Poroshenko, he did try to influence our election, as these journalists have pointed out, and President Yanukovych was just as corrupt as he could be. Now, that doesn't mean that Russia didn't try. Russia was the master. Russia is a third-rate country with great cyber skills, good spies, and nuclear weapons. And they did try to big-time influence our election in 2016. But I believe, based on this reporting, that so did Ukraine.
Okay. So again, let me emphasize the reason that HRC weighed into this thing. They don't want anything Ukraine to come out for 2016 because that would mean that they completely missed and looked at the wrong thing. They're looking at Russia because they suspected Russia of doing things. They had information on that, allegedly. We're going to get into that. This was like they had press reports, but there were more beneficial than David Corn and David Ignatius and people like that. This was multiple different outlets reporting the same news in 2016. Man, I'm going to break. Red Tide coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are attending a reception in London hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president's criticizing Democrats for holding an impeachment inquiry hearing tomorrow during his trip.
President Trump saying he does not deserve censure or impeachment for his actions with regard to Ukraine.
I think it's very unpatriotic of the Democrats.
The House Intelligence Committee later today is putting out a report concluding the president tried to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and threatened to withhold aid from Ukraine if it did not comply with his request.
Fox's John Decker. A storm related to the one that hit the West and Midwest over Thanksgiving is almost done.
Flight delays, school closings, and power outages are being felt in New England as a winter storm lingers on. Some areas have more than 4 feet of snow as of this morning. Weather Service officials say what seemed like one big three-day storm was actually two storms.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are in for another chilly December day today, but temperatures will start to moderate pretty soon. For today, with a high temperature only up to about 54, lots of sunshine, not as breezy, and then mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature, 34. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Afternoon high around 62, mid-60s Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Chance of showers late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday, and then dry and mild on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
All around, that's all right.
tell you, the pimento cheese from Sweet Creek Farm Market is outstanding.
I got to try that because I love me some pimento cheese. I might
bring you in some. It was really good on Ritz crackers.
Sounds great.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Gentlemen, it is that pimento cheese time of year, isn't it?
It really is. I did some last night and put it in a baked potato. It was really good.
Ooh, wow. I bet that was.
It was excellent.
Golly. Yes. I still don't think it can upstage the smoked grill, but I like it a lot. it's amazing that it seems to be all the reporting and investigations and all this stuff are a result of news stories. Here, even Kennedy going, the Washington Post and all this. Doesn't the government, I don't know, it seems like the news is running the government. And we know that is true to a degree, but I can't remember a time in my life where everything is driven by the New York Times or the Post. It seems to be just about 100% of the drivers in government right now.
Yeah, what they're doing basically is New York Times, Washington Post is a story, then ABC, NBC, CBS, and everybody else picks it up and does a story about the story. And they never check. And remember, I'm marking this down to see how accurate they are. Is what they said about Barr disagreeing with Horowitz, is that going to come true on Monday? Are we going to find out that to be true?
Well, there's been a hell of a lot they've reported that did not come true. So
exactly. And so, to me, they're an asset of the Democrat Party.
Oh, big time. Now, there's something happening in the Persian Gulf that nobody's reporting, and I just wonder what your thoughts on it. On November 19th, Donald Trump moved USS Roosevelt and that whole carrier group into the Persian Gulf after Iran told him not to dare to try to do it. And are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm not.
Okay, well, he did, and I heard this on Prophecy Today. That's why I listen to it, because they give a lot of news from Israel. They give the news from Israel that is not reported. And they said what's striking about it after the threat that Iran said, don't you dare move another battle group or carrier into the Persian Gulf, Donald Trump has done it, and we hadn't heard a peep out of Iran at all.
Well, I'll tell you something else we haven't heard about is that you have around 1,000 protesters that have been killed in Iran.
Yeah,
murder,
yes.
And there's nothing in U.S. press about that. Now you pick
that's
it up.
That's right, but on the DW World News and the BBC, there's a lot of reporting on it.
Okay, well, you didn't let me finish my sentence, did you? If you go to the European press, they've got it. They're on that.
Oh yes, because I watch DW News every afternoon and evening, and as well BBC, and it's a lot of difference. And getting news from these other sources is somewhat of a relief from the American media. Now, Iran has announced that they want to do naval exercises, and they're trying to get Russia and China to join them. Russia and China have not responded. How do you think that's going? I'd love to hear what Dr. Sorensen thinks about this scenario. I know we've been talking about impeachment so much, but there's really a lot of significant stuff going on in the Persian Gulf that's not being reported on. So, it will be interesting to see if China and Russia join Iran. Everybody gets the feeling they're not going to try to provoke Donald Trump. And also, how about China telling Donald Trump he can't fill up the gas in Hong Kong for their Navy?
Oh, yeah. He didn't like the letter that that Trump did.
But on German World News, they showed all the people in Hong Kong full of American flags. And cars and everything with Trump on it. It looked, I was going like, is this a Trump rally in America?
Yeah, they're singing,
amazing,
they're singing God Bless America.
Yes.
And the Star Spangled Banner.
Those people are all the way halfway around the world. And I can't believe that. I guess Trump is under the assumption America's sending people in there to do that. Do you think that's the case, or are these people genuine?
No, I think it's organic.
I think it's...
Did you see the guy that had the Trump mask on and they were giving... and the guy in the Trump mask was giving certificates out to the people that had protested, surrounded by, flanked by flags and the Rocky photo?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Yes.
It was great.
Yes. Isn't that something, guys? And the announcement of China, yes, I know I'm bouncing around a lot, but I like to hit you guys with these ideas. In China, the announcement to get a new smartphone, you have to have your face scanned as of today.
Well, welcome to China.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. We're talking about, why do you ask me things like that?
Oh, because
I mean,
just make the
statement, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
but
bye.
Bye.
God, that is ridiculous. Okay, let's see here. Let's go back to cuts here. We got the dancing J-Bear in the studio. Is he trying to get it fixed?
Is this broke?
They're all broken one time or another. Let's see here. Which way we want to go? Let's go to, oh yeah, Laura Ingraham with John Solomon. This is interesting. And Lee Smith talking about Lisa Page.
He and his lover, Lisa Page. I'm telling you, Peter, she's going to win. Peter, oh, I love you so much. I love you, Peter. I love you too, Lisa. And if she doesn't win, Lisa, we've got an insurance policy, Lisa.
Disgraced former FBI lawyer Lisa Page made her comeback today in a softball interview with the Daily Beast, a writer who's also a proud member of the anti-Trump resistance, of course. And while the article never mentions what was in the text that landed her on Trump's naughty list, it's full of quotes like this. It's very painful to see places like the FBI and the Department of Justice that represent so much of what is excellent about this country not fulfilling the critical obligation that they have to speak truth to power. John Solomon, investigative reporter, Fox News contributor, along with Lee Smith, also an investigative journalist. John, why is she speaking out now?
Got to get ahead of this IG findings. There's going to be a factual roadmap, 8 to 12 problems that are going to come to light next week with the FISA warrant and the early Russia investigation. Everybody who has a chance now is going to get out in front because they're not going to look too good on Tuesday morning.
Lee, she claims that, you know, she's kind of been victimized. She said she felt intimidated because President Trump essentially accused her of treason, probably a little strong on that, but accused her of treason, felt very intimidated. But could she come across to a lot of women as very sympathetic here?
I don't think she comes across as a very sympathetic character. For Pete's sake, I sure don't want to speak for all American women, but I think she comes across as a very sympathetic character. And some of the different issues they're touching on, it's probably not her strong suit to go into the her affair. Probably should have just stuck with different facts. Probably shouldn't have done it at all, but it seems to be the least bad choice of a series of bad.
Okay, so that's Lisa Page that is left over from, that was the Sunday drop. The Monday drop is the IG disagreeing, or Barr disagreeing with the IG report. So they're kind of doing the thought of the day that's out there on all this. All of this is generated from the press, by the way. Strictly from the press. Okay, so now Laura's going to talk to John Solomon and Lee Smith on poor conduct a page instruct.
John Solomon, do we know that all of the emails have been actually seen?
Well,
some deleted and never recovered.
There are some that have never been recovered, but everything that has been recovered has been reviewed by the IG. Let's just take what she tried to portray. So she's been cleared on these emails and these text messages. The FBI just released Peter Stroke's disciplinary file. The FBI has concluded the expression of political bias by both of them in those emails constituted misconduct, brought dishonor upon the FBI, and left the American public questioning the FBI's conduct in two of the most important
cases. So
who's
really hurting the FBI's credibility? Donald Trump or Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, et cetera?
The FBI, Lisa Page.
Exactly. I want to read part of what John just referenced and Lee wrote about. This is what the DOJ released about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok last year. Your excessive, repeated, and politically charged text messages while you were assigned to lead as a lead case agent on the FBI's two biggest and most politically sensitive investigations in decades demonstrated a gross lack of professionalism and exceptionally poor judgment, and went on to talk about the problems that it causes for the overall credibility of the FBI. Lee, this is also a sign, is it not, that we have to get out in front, as John said, of this report, because whatever Horowitz says, even if it's not as strong as some of us might want, it ain't going to portray Lisa Page as some, you know, helpless victim who's just been, you know, victimized by mean old Donald Trump.
Right. I mean, one of the ways that they're trying to shape this also is talking about bias, talking about her bias. The fact is she may have actually done some things wrong. It looks like she may have altered some of the FBI interviews with Michael Flynn. The problem then is not bias. It would actually be what she did. So I hope that the IG report gives us some insight into what this FBI team actually did, not what they thought.
Interesting. So I wonder if there's going to be a drop today of some type that's going to happen. Maybe they're trying to carry the news story from, because the IG thing actually came out yesterday and then was the talk yesterday, last night, and today. And then the Lisa Page dropped on Sunday, and it was the talk on Sunday night and Monday. So maybe there's going to be something that's going to come out later on today. Now Laura is going to be talking to John Solomon Smith on the pup piece that was done in the Daily Beast. And it was a pup piece. I went back and looked at it. And then talking about following her emotions versus what she's supposed to do.
Molly Jong Fast, who is this reporter who writes this pup piece, just so the folks out there understand how this works in Washington or New York. I don't know where she lives. This is what she says. She actually, we had the soundbite of how she describes her about the text messages. Watch.
He always says lover when he says her name because it's a way of dehumanizing her and sexualizing her. It's like, it's a misogyny playbook. She said, you know, she sees someone with a MAGA hat, she goes to a different car. At the end of the interview, she was weeping about what had happened to the FBI, the organization she loved.
Lee, I'm sorry on that. So, I mean, she's obviously very sympathetic to Lisa Page, to say the least.
This is not Elliot Ness's G-Man, right? I mean, if she's weeping when she's
Who recognizes? Who the heck? I mean, we're obsessed. I don't know if I would recognize Lisa Page if I saw her on the street. I mean, she's not right? I mean, does anyone recognize Lisa? Like, if I got recognized, I didn't know if someone was looking at me because they were being friendly or they recognized. That's a little excessive. That's all a build-up. This is all an act.
It is.
Right.
No, listen, the sense of self-importance that some of these bureaucrats demonstrated in the last few years show why the bureaucracy got so out of control. People were not following the rules. They were following their emotions.
That's exactly right. They were following their emotions. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV 272-9228, that's where we are.
We need you home, we need you near. Come back, wild one, will you? How can we live without your love? You know that could kill you. And how can we get...
Now Laura Ingram's going to be talking to Solomon Smith on the Washington Post article and on Barr and IG. Interesting here.
The late breaking news tonight, the Washington Post reporting that AG Barr already has a bone to pick with the forthcoming IG report on FISA abuse, saying Barr has told associates he disagrees with the Justice Department Inspector General on one of the key findings in an upcoming report, that the FBI had enough information in July 2016 to justify launching that investigation into members of the Trump campaign. Now, the DOJ responded to this right before our show tonight, saying the Horowitz report represents the best of the DOJ, and people should wait for the report instead of speculating. John, what the heck is going on here?
Again, I think the newspapers that carried the Lisa Page and Peter Strzok false narrative of Russia collusion are trying to get ahead of the story themselves, and I think it's shameless. There is going to be 8 to 12 findings in this report that will be damning and troublesome to the American public, and we should let them speak for themselves and stop all this nonsense and spinning that's going on.
They want to put a frame around this report, because most people aren't going to read it, and it's all the appendices, or maybe they'll read some of the summary, correct? They're not going to read the whole thing. That's what the Washington Post is banking on.
I think they also want to frame it so that when it does come out, it's going to look like a politicized document.
Right.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons that they want to frame it.
Yeah, Bill Barr didn't like the Bill Barr just must have inserted something in this to make it worse. It wasn't that bad, as we already reported.
That's
how Washington works. That's Washington Journalism 101. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Now, a couple of things here that you can pick up out of some of the other interviews that I have here. It could actually be both. Is that the IG could say, well, here's the information that they had, and this is what they used to open up the investigation. Now, Lindsey Graham, you're about to hear him say that he's going to ask Horowitz, did you believe the Steele report? Did you accept that if the Steele report would not have been in the FISA, would the FISA had worked? Because he did not do the investigation Steele report. That's Durham is doing that. So he could have said, okay, they used the Steele report. Steele report was in the document. They documented to FISA. The judge accepted it. But then they find out the Steele report is not accurate from Durham and others, and ask Horowitz the question that Lindsey Graham asked, if you didn't have the Steele report in there, would you have gotten the FISA warrant? And then that's where the things start falling apart. So I think what they're going to do is say, you're going to say they went through the process, they gave it to FISA, FISA signed off on it, but he was not checking the credibility of Steele. And that's a very big deal, using the words of Joe Biden. Okay, so now Lindsey Graham is going to weigh in. This was also an interview from last night on the IG report and the Barr disagreement on some of it.
Breaking just moments ago from the Washington Post, the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, has expressed disagreement with the IG's findings surrounding the origins of the Russia probe. Now, that was not his original mandate. That is the mandate of John Durham. Explains a lot, doesn't it? Here for reaction, this huge development, Senator Lindsey Graham. We expect, all right, you broke it right here on this show. 1 week from today, we'll get the IG report on FISA abuse, which is supposed to be FISA abuse. Durham was appointed, as I understood it, for the origins of the Russia probe, but also that has now officially become a criminal investigation, expanding also into FISA abuse and other issues. The Inspector General has now power to convene a grand jury. For example, he pointed out McCabe and Comey lacked candor, so nothing happened as a result of that. But here's what I want to ask you. Is it not incontrovertible that there were multiple warnings to the FBI and DOJ not to use the Clinton bought and paid for Russian dossier, that it was unverifiable, and that there was a bias of Christopher Steele, and a memo called the Grassley Graham memo said the bulk of information for those applications was, in fact, the unverified dossier. Isn't that now established fact in this case?
I believe it to be so, but Horowitz, we'll see what he says. But the first thing I want to say is be wary of the Washington Post and the New York Times reporting on what's coming up with Horowitz. They've been trying over time to spin this thing, to diminish its effect, to downplay it. I can tell you without any hesitation, Attorney General Barr has every confidence in the world in Mr. Horowitz. He believes he's done a good job, a professional job, and he appreciates the work and the effort he's put in to disclosing abuse at the Department of Justice. Now, here's what I do know. In December 2017, Sean, McCabe testified in the House, according to the House Intel memo, that without the Steele dossier, there would have been no warrant issued. So what I'm going to ask Mr. Horowitz, do you agree with that? Without the dossier, there'd be no warrant. Is the dossier reliable to this day? Did they know that Steele had a bias? Did they ignore it? When did they first try to verify it? Before they got the warrant or after? And here's what I think we're going to find, that they pulled a fast one on the FISA court, quite frankly, misled and defrauded the FISA court. I think that's what you're going to find.
That is going to be some great questioning next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday. Great questioning. And I think what they're doing is that they're conflating this way too much and saying that Barr is upset with Horowitz and they're adding these kind of bells and whistles to it.
Right.
I think that Barr's going to say is that his conclusion was based on the information he had and only the information he could see. We have seen other stuff that says there is question about the FISA report and the origins of it.
I was about to say, that's not Michael Horowitz's sandbox. I think a lot of the action was with the information initially given, the Steele dossier by John Brennan and CIA, and that would be Durham and Barr's review, now a criminal probe. But something came up on News and Views. I noticed in a lot of this reporting from the New York Times and the Washington Post that it says sources familiar with a draft of the report by Horowitz, a draft. And it makes me wonder if, say, somebody's name, like Lisa Page in this Horowitz report, is she getting the whole, however many hundreds of pages it is, or is she getting the parts that only talk about her?
She's getting the parts that talk about her.
Right. And so I don't think anybody's, unless they're working at the DOJ, has actually seen the full report yet. I think a lot of these folks are seeing drafts, and they don't know the whole story.
Well, and they may be seeing the report, and they're showing them their section, but they
right.
can go four pages in advance and see a conclusion
right.
that was there. So, yeah, these things are not, these can be mutually agreeable.
Yes.
And still be at kind of opposed to each other, and I think that's what we're going to find out. Folks, whenever you have the Washington Post and the New York Times as the source, you know it was leaked to them. There was a reason for it to be leaked to them. They were not trying